Now, I'm sitting here and I've still got a big yellow hat that I had last week. And that big yellow hat, I nearly wear it in bed now. It just looks so good in it. The Marie Curie team have been out and about, as you know. And indeed, we were fundraising. What day was it? Last week or earlier this week?
Last Friday, we were doing it.
Great day's crack.
It was brilliant.
We set out to beat £15,000. We were hoping to get beyond £15,000. And indeed... Grace Smith is with me in the studio. Morning, girl.
Morning, how are you?
All good, 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 good. How much did we raise?
We raised a huge £20,000.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So we're absolutely delighted. Thank you very much, you know, for all your support.
Listen, my support is minimal. Thank you to the people who stop in the street to put money in those collecting tins.
Yeah, and everybody who wore a daffodil, you know, because that's what it's all about. We're trying to, you know, make everybody aware of the care that we provide for terminally ill patients. So, you know, we're just absolutely delighted with the outcome of this collection, and so great to be in partnership with you at U105. So
it's interesting, isn't it, how people behave when you're on the street, and very often... And I've heard this so many times, but I had a collecting tin and I had first-hand experience of it. Very often you're passed by people who you would expect would put some, totally ignore you.
Yes.
And there are other people, and you would think they wouldn't have tuppence, and they're rummaging about making sure that they make a donation. And there's one guy sticks in my mind who I actually thought, and it's shame on me for ever judging a book by a cover, but he was like a tracksuit type of bloke, and he had a swagger with him, and he looked to me like as if he was trouble. And he was coming towards me, and I said, this would be a smart ass. And he just came up, he says, what are you collecting for? And I told him, he gave me a tenner. You know, and it's just like, what a nice fella.
Yes.
Yet and all, you would have thought, you know, I don't even want to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, because it's just, you know, it's so unpredictable, and you don't know what other struggles everybody's facing, you know, on a daily basis. And, you know, that guy could be going through something. Maybe somebody in his family, you know, was cared for by a Marie Curie nurse, and it just means so much to him. So, you know, we're glad that we can provide that care, and then in turn, you know, people can support us. So
the £20,000 that the people on the streets of the local areas, £20,000 in which area did you get
that?
So that
was Belfast and the Greater Belfast area. So that includes, you know, Newton Abbey, the Shankill Road, Falls, Andersonstown, East Belfast, South Belfast and Belfast City Centre.
See, I was thinking it might have been right across Northern Ireland. But
no,
fair play.
People
in Greater Belfast have given 20 grand in one day to Marie Curie. What will that money be spent on?
That money will be spent, we will be able to provide over 1,000 hours of nursing care to patients who are terminally ill, and also to their families. This is such an important part of what we do. Without our nurses, we wouldn't be able to get the support that we do from local people here in Northern Ireland. So, you know, the money will make a massive difference to patients and their families here locally. And we provide care through the hospice over in East Belfast, and in our nursing service. So we actually have nurses going directly into patients' homes, you know, throughout the night, throughout the day, whenever they need that support, and we're there for them. So, you know, the amount of money that we've raised is just going to make that even better now. So thank you.
No, thank you indeed to everyone who was generous enough to put their hand in their pocket and coins or notes in the collecting buckets. But I must also say fair play to anyone who volunteered to stand in the cold. It's very easy for me. I was out for a couple of hours, walking about, having a bit of crack, having a laugh, getting photographs taken, raising a wee bit of money. But the people who stand in one spot for hours on end and who politely wait for a coin to be put in a box, I've got a newfound respect for each and every one
completely.
Of them.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think you ever realise, you know, what it takes to do that, you know, unless you've done it yourself. You know, I would do it myself, and I would never pass anybody now who is out on the street collecting for a charity, because I know exactly what it's like and exactly how cold it can be. And you know, without our volunteers, we had over 200 volunteers out on the streets over the weekend. So we are absolutely delighted with them. And without them, I wouldn't be able to be in here today telling you about this amazing figure. So
the other thing is, I've also noticed how people give. The majority of people give a pound coin. That's the easy coin to give. And a number of people will put their hand in their pocket and give you all what they would see as the rubbish change, which is great change.
Oh, yes.
You
know, it all adds up, doesn't
totally.
It?
Totally. Anybody who's prepared to put a handful of silver and copper into a bucket that, you know, they're just passing, thank you, thank you, thank you. But those who, you know, go to sort of the wallet or into the other pocket for a fiver or a tenner, I think the most I got was the actual tenner. A person giving a tenner is, I think, exceptionally generous.
Oh, it really is.
A situation
you know,
like
it costs just £20 to provide 1 hour of nursing nursing care. So, you know, that's half an hour already paid for by that one person's donation. Whereas, you know, if 10 people gave a pound, then that would sort of make up the other half. You know, it's just phenomenal the amount of support you do get when you're out in the street. And it's lovely to hear all the stories, you know, because people would be passing it and let you know about their personal circumstances or their personal experience of Marie Curie or of, you know, somebody that they love who has passed away with cancer or a terminal illness. So it is a lovely thing to be doing.
Totally. Grace, thanks for coming by and letting us know. We went 15,000 last year, £20,000 this year. Great being on board with Marie Curie, all the team here at U105, wishing you well with the great work that you do. Thank you. It's 20 past 11. Good morning. Thanks again to everyone who contributed.